Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh boy, here we go. I got a text just now from Nola Reddy. Surge in waterborne New Orleans experiencing impacts at pump stations due to power outages and other issues. Please conserve water until system is back to, full capacity. I spoke to...
So that's on the water side, not the drainage side.
As I understand it, yeah. I'm sure J.P. Morrell can tell us more, hopefully, when he joins us in a little bit. That would be... I don't know. Would that be a drainage lift station situation or not?
Well, there's lift stations for water as well.
Right.
You know, they have the water towers, but depending...
But it's pump stations. It would have to be drainage, right?
Yeah, it would be if it's pump stations.
Yeah. J.P. Morrell joins us now, as a matter of fact, New Orleans City Council Member. J.P., hi, good evening. You're on with Newell Norman and me, Tommy Tucker. How are you?
I'm good. I've never been on with both of you at the same time. This is unusual, but well, it's unusual times.
It's a sign of the apocalypse, JP, is what it is. Nostradamus predicted that, and the Saints win the Super Bowl. So it'll be a hell of a year.
and 3 nights of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, not to mention that. Sure, yeah. Swiftomania. Tell me about this tweet that I got from Nola Reddy. Do you know anything, JP Morrell, about...
The last I heard, we had an issue with pump station 14, I want to say, if I'm not incorrect. We had got a notice about that, but generally speaking, I think what they're really speaking to right now is that, as you've seen outside, with the torrential downpour, the pumps are operating at capacity to try and keep us from flooding. So they're probably saying, if you're at home, anything you do is putting stress on the system, so just try to do less for right now. So, but, I mean, generally speaking, what we've heard thus far is everything is holding up to this point. The only issues that we're having is, obviously, their power outages happen around the city. And as y'all know, with Entergy, their rule is until the wind goes down, they pull all the trucks back. And we've had assurances from them that once the wind is fully out of our area, once a period has passed, about 30, 45 minutes, they'll go out and start doing evaluations, begin to return power.
So I was trying to understand this with Newell before, and y'all can take me through Surge and Waterboard 101 here. If it's a pump station, would it be on a drainage side? But if they're saying conserve water, that would be because of what power that the turbines generate? Tell me. I don't understand.
Well, I don't know the connection between conserving water and drainage.
That's what confuses me too. Do you, JP?
I do not know offhand. I know right now we have separate power that does, as sure as Newell knows, that we have separate power that deals with our drinking water versus our drainage and our pumps.
That's what I thought.
But the reality is that before the storm, all the backup generators, all of the different power mitigation effects were in place. I haven't heard anything to say that's different, but it would not surprise me if Sewage and Water Board, in an abundance of caution, is asking people to, you know, not treat the system like it's operating at perfect capacity at the moment. We've gotten no notice from them as a council thus far that there's anything that is perilously about to occur, but I couldn't tell you.
Because Kasan Corban told us this morning, Newell, that the pumping station that was down was the that dealt with water everyday basis, right?
Yeah, it was surface water around the pump station. It wasn't necessary. In fact, they're thinking about altering the number of pumps, because some of these pumps aren't actually pumping water from below surface streets into the drainage canals, you know, so that they're adequately identified.
I guess the bottom line,
appropriately identified.
JP, is how concerned should be people in New Orleans be about this, or how? What are you hearing? I know we got a lot of rainfall in a short period of time. What are you hearing about street flooding?
Well, I mean, we've gotten widespread reports of minor street flooding beyond just the normal parts of the city. You know, the underpasses that typically flood, the places that typically flood are flooding. The neighborhoods that typically see some rain retention are seeing flooding, but we have not heard as of yet any reports of widespread flooding beyond normal high rainfall events, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as you guys know, whenever we have a high sustained rain in the city of New Orleans right now, we have minor street flooding to some degree.
Yeah, no doubt. We saw some scenes.
Wait, here we go. Hang on a second. Let me just clean this up if I can, guys. NOLA Ready sent out a correction. SWBNO experiencing impacts at sewage pump stations. Please conserve water until your system is back to full capacity. That would indicate lift stations, right?
Sewer lift stations,
okay,
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
That would explain it. Go ahead, guys. Somebody.
I answered the question, so I don't know what the next question was going to be. So
what you're hearing right now is that the city is, it looks as though the city has fared fairly well, and we've been looking at the Entergy outage map, and even from that perspective, some areas that historically lose power have not lost power in this event. Uptown looks to have fared really, really well, Mid-City as well, and portions of Lakeview and major portions of New Orleans East, which is good. And Algiers is almost entirely intact, so... as it relates to recovery tomorrow, things look good.
Right, and I mean, Entergy, at least ENO, has been pretty on point that once, like I said, the wind bans are passed, they're going to send out trucks for evaluation. So provided everything stays the way it is, power restoration should come online at a pretty decent rate. We have been told before the storm, if there was widespread outages, that we could see outages for 2, 3, 4 days. But based upon what we're seeing right now, this looks like if you go out tonight, if outages remain down, this could be something that could be resolved within 12 to 24 hours, which post a hurricane is really fast.
Where are you right now, JP? I don't want you to address or anything, but tell me about.
No, I'm in Gentilly. I live near the lakefront, and we have had sputtages, but we have not lost power. I hate saying that because you have to knock on wood immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, you just ruined that. There's so much your family's going to hate you for that.
Thanks, Tommy. I'm going to tell my family when the power goes out.
You said it, not me.
We had
No.
You have to knock on an outlet. not wood.
That's what you do. I didn't realize that you knock on an outlet.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So I'm just wondering about, because I can see now from downtown, the Crescent City connection clearly, which would indicate to me the rain has subsided a lot. What are you feeling where you are in Gentilly with rain, wind, etc., JP?
Well, we still have some wind. The rain, for the most part, has died down pretty extensively. For a while, it was going sideways, and pretty much from our yard to the street was a river. And that is, I mean, the ground saturation is going to be a problem if we have follow-up rain bands, but as of right now, it seems to be pretty manageable. But that being said, you know, what we learned during Katrina is you kind of don't ever, you know, let your guard down until you're well outside of the cone of, you know, cone of drama and turmoil.
Well, looking at the radar and from what the meteorologists are telling us, including the Jay Grimes, the state climatologist with GOSEP, the wind, apparently the wind shear of high pressure knocked off the back end of this. And if you look at the radar now, JP, it would appear as though the heaviest rain is heading north, and at New Orleans proper is pretty much out of it, almost, for the most part.
Well, that is great news for the city, especially. I had a conversation with New Orleans a couple earlier today. There are a couple of minor conventions that are supposed to come through here on Friday.
Yeah.
So they were certainly hoping that we would not have widespread power outages and chaos, because that would have been completely detrimental for the beginning of our convention season, which, you know, we rely upon for revenue and for a lot of our people to help sustain the city. So the fact this went off not without hiccups, but fairly well, doesn't just speak for the strength of the system currently. It kind of gives a sigh of comfort for everyone, including Miss Swift, when she comes next month.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing, too, is that this ended up being a Cat 2. Right before it made landfall, we were talking to some of the weather folks, and they believed it was going to stay as a Cat 1, but I think it did get to a Cat 2. Tom?
It did. Officially, it was. For the record, it didn't stay that way long. But, JP, when it comes to this power plant, I'm a little bit confused because it's been a long day, but where exactly that stands with Entergy, the funding for it, do you know where it stands now?
So basically, after the mayor kind of screwed up the deal at the end of session, the governor and the Senate, led by Jimmy Harris, came up with some grant money to cover about $17 million of the $29 million necessary to complete the plant. And the council right now in our budget process is looking at our capital spend to find the remainder of the money. But as things stand of today, we should be able to keep it on track for being up for the beginning or the early part of next hurricane season, which is still the goal. The goal is obviously to have power for our drainage pumps in particular to be completely insulated and put in a position where we don't have to worry about, you know, blips causing trips or whatever the nonsense you want to think about. So we're in pretty good shape right now. It's just the council having to come together, go through our capital outlay, so to speak, and find the money, which I'm very confident working with Budget Chairman Joe DeRusso will be able to do.
The reason I'm asking, I'm just curious, going back to the text that they cleaned up about the lift stations, would that have anything to do with this at all, as far as you know?
No, I mean, depending on which, obviously they're separate pump stations throughout the city. When you're talking about the power to the overall grid, I mean, there are a lot of other variables. I mean, even when we have complete power to the system done through this new power plant, that is for the major components of it, not the outlying pump stations. Kind of what Newell said, our pump station placement predates how we restructured the city's drainage, including the major lifts post Katrina. Because as you know now, like, we basically have like two pump systems. There's the pump systems that were installed that we've always had forever, and then you have those massive pump stations that were installed by the federal government post-Katrina. And kind of the challenge is that we have to get the water to the canal so the massive, you know, multi-billion-dollar, trillion-dollar system can keep the water going from those drainage canals to the lake. And then depending on what part of the city you're in, there are gravity does some of the drainage, but other places pumps do some of the drainage, and there really needs to be I think what Sewage and Water Board is in the midst of doing and talking about how they're going to reprioritize how pump stations are operating and where they're located is trying to really adjust to the reality of what the city is now. So right now we're really concerned with the power because it is the nexus of how we do all those things, but there's always going to be variables, Tommy, at various pumping stations.
Man, I got to tell you, I learned some stuff when I listen to you and Newell. I do, but I can't listen all the time because I got to take a nap occasionally.
There you go. JP, if you could clear one thing up. I know that there was some consideration and thought about that new power station being able to provide power for the water side, the water system as well. These additional dollars, does that contemplate that happening too or no?
Not to my knowledge. Everything from every conversation that I've had with Sewage and Water Board, it's a bit about drainage.
Right.
Now, that being said, this as you know, the cost of this pumping station has exploded over the years. I mean, originally, we're now with overages and with some necessary change orders, this is beginning to look more like the Jefferson Performing Arts Center.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't know if the new cost contemplated that. Originally, it was not, but is that a place now where who knows?
It's the inimitable J.P. Morrell, ladies and gentlemen, who will be performing at Chuckles next week. J.P., thank you. We're going to go to the mayor of Kenner now, but just to follow up on this real quick. So what you guys are talking about with the supply side would be to avoid some kind of boiled water thing, right, to keep the pressure maintained?
Correct.
And not losing power? Gotcha.
That is correct.
Hi, J.P., good luck. Power's still on?
Power's still on, although now that I look outside my front door, maybe I was a little premature about that street flooding.
All right. Hey, look, if you got anything, call us back. We'd love to know, all right?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.